Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, wrestling world? The one, the only, Brian Rails. Who the fuck else? I do have some things to report about WWE Raw, which, when I turned it on, it did catch my attention that Braun Strowman, Bobby Lashley, will be going one-on-one tonight, tonight's main event, and the winner will get a championship opportunity to face The Miz, which, what year is it, right? Is it 2011? Is it 2015? I mean, the last time The Miz captured the WWE Championship, you know, grabbing the Money in the Bank briefcase is not out of the question for The Miz. I mean, look, I've got Elimination Chamber to review, and that will be before the Alexa Bliss showing, you know, of the video clip of her, well, summoning the Fiend, Bray Wyatt, through a pentagram, which I thought was pretty cool. Oh, and the fact that she distracted Randy from getting back in the ring with her face being on the entire, side of the Thunderdome. I mean, look, she was all over the monitors. It was actually pretty fucking cool. But I do have, like I said, I do have Elimination Chamber to go over. Did I seriously? Yes, I did. So, with that being said, as I get rid of the browsing windows, Elimination Chamber, let's start there. Wait a minute. Did I just see an advertisement for Dark Side of the Ring? March 9th. Holy shit. Before I review Elimination Chamber, a special episode of Dark Side of the Ring will reportedly air next month, and it will focus on both shows' past and its future. According to Mike Johnson of PWI Insider, the episode titled Dark Side of the Ring Confidential will air on March 9th, 2021 on Vice TV. Renowned podcaster Conrad Thompson will interview the series creators Evan Hunsley and Jason Eisner, and they'll discuss the show in depth. Johnson also states that an episode about Dynamite Kid, also known as Tom Billington, will air in the future. He notes several members of Billington's family, include his first wife and their children, were interviewed for the episode. Season 3 of Dark Side of the Ring will feature episodes that focus on Brian Pillman, XPW, FMW, Chris Canyon, and more. Yeah, for those of you who don't remember Chris Canyon, he was a part of WCW, and like I said, if you want to catch the seasons of Dark Side of the Ring, you can catch them on Roku. They used to have them on Hulu. I don't know what happened. I mean, they might air them again, but Dark Side of the Ring, for the then wrestling fans, they have Macho Man Randy Savage, Fabulous Moolah, Bruiser Brody, not in that particular order, Montreal Screwjob, New Jack, Herb Abrams. That one was about cowboy boots and cocaine and hookers. I mean, who wouldn't want to watch Dark Side of the Ring? Because it features more than that. The Final Days of Owen Hart, Benoit Part 1, Part 2. For those of you conspiracy theorists, you fucks need to watch that. because I know some of you idiots will think, well, I think Kevin Sullivan killed Bill. The point is, Dark Side of the Ring is awesome. Watch it. You can stream it. I don't know through how many apps, but you can download it on iTunes, and it's fairly cheap. I mean, it's actually only probably $17.99 or $18.99, depending on how much it is. Fucking loved it. I suggest that you fucking download it. It is amazing. It goes in depth about how the workers themselves were to different peers. And the sad ones, you know, they're all sad. But Macho Man's was probably one of my favorite. If you have any questions, they're available. I'm readily available on Wrestle_Radio for the Instagram, on Twitter @_BrianRails, and of course on Wrestle Radio Network Facebook page. It's Wrestle Radio Network /facebook.com. Check out the latest about your wrestlers' birthdays. Not just their birthdays, but dude, pictures. We're about to start going to live events again. This is pretty cool. So have no fear, the pictures is going to be populated again, and guests will be coming. Trust me, that's been a lackadaisical area on my show, but guests will be coming, folks, I promise you, and I normally come through with promises, all right? Slowly but surely improving the website as well, by getting myself a laptop, a microphone. And I'm sorry I'm on the horn tonight, but I have to tinker around with the microphone and figure it out. Also, you can catch my sister's show, this show. Finally, I got a new platform for it. Off the Rails Uncensored. You can catch me on Wednesdays here on the reprises of Off the Rails Uncensored on Podbean, which now Off the Rails Uncensored will be available on Spotify, depending on how many people actually fucking pay attention and actually show interest. My bad. That should have been the first sentence. Anyways. I get sidetracked. I'm so excited, dude. It's going to be so amazing. So, this is pretty cool. I have to take a screenshot, of course. Ooh. Yeah, looking at Sting, he doesn't look like he's too thrilled to be in the ring with those guys. I just saw a picture. Anyhow, now that I was distracted, which is not uncommon. So, the results, I will, Elimination Chamber, live results, even though I caught most of it on the network, which I don't know why my purchase was restored, even though I already paid for it. Drew McIntyre versus AJ Styles versus Jeff Hardy versus Randy Orton versus Sheamus versus Kofi. So, McIntyre ended up basically going through hell and retained, but then The Miz cashed in his Money in the Bank briefcase. It took a skull-crushing finale, but it's okay. But to describe what happened in this match, basically, okay, McIntyre had to survive a dangerous stretch after white noise from Sheamus and Springboard Senton, Springboard from Styles. So AJ Styles basically did pretty good in this match. I thought it was a fairly decent match. So Drew McIntyre eliminated Jeff Hardy by a pinfall. So there's a lot going on in this match. It's a pretty lengthy match. It's fairly okay. Kofi Kingston eliminating Randy Orton. Pinfall. Are you sure? I mean, that was pretty much the gist. Okay, so then after this match, after the men's match, you had a women's tag team championship match. Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler versus Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks. Belair and Banks worked well, which is true. Reginald made his way to the ring and tried to give Banks a champagne bottle, but the referee intercepted the bottle in confusion. Jax hit a Samoan drop for the win. And, yeah, okay. Some matches were a bit confusing. That one was okay. I don't know what they're trying to build for, but it's all right. United States Championship match, Bobby Lashley, Matt Riddle, graduate of the world-famous Monster Factory, versus Shawn Morrison. So, let's see here. Morrison tried to join forces and overwhelm him. Morrison and Riddle did briefly take Lashley out.
Actually, it'd be an interesting tag team. Anyways, well, no matter who you pair Riddle with, he's always going to be interesting to me. He hit Morrison with the Bro Derek to score the victory, which that move in itself, I don't think it's very similar to Styles Clash. Styles Clash is he sits out and then, yeah, the guy takes a face bump. I liked it. And the tribute to Evel Knievel, dude, that was pretty cool. That goes out to Matt Riddle, by the way. His ring gear was in dedication to Evel Knievel, one of the biggest daredevils in American history outside of Houdini. So anyways, I thought the match was pretty well paced. I think at the end the announcers gave the perfect emphasis for it. So why do you obsess over Bobby Lashley? You know you can never beat him. Don't ever say never to Matt Riddle, because that dude takes it as a challenge, and he'll actually obsess on it because he knows eventually when he gets in the ring, you know, he'll end up beating your ass. I know that sounds very Mark-esque, but it's the job of a fan, right? Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan. Oh, Lord. Okay. I don't know. It wasn't bad. It, you know, for what Roman Reigns did the entire time, that set up Edge spearing Roman after the match, and then he points at the WrestleMania sign. I was kind of hoping that he would go after Finn Balor, but I guess I'm not sure what the reasoning was behind it, but, you know, what's whatever. Let's see here. So Daniel Bryan won the Elimination Chamber match, and then Roman Reigns comes in, basically has his way. So Owens got eliminated. Kevin Owens was not a fan. Oh, yes. So that was the Elimination Chamber, folks. It was fairly fucking decent. There was no women's match. I'm surprised there was no women's Elimination Chamber to determine who would be a number one contender. There was, you know, the women's tag team titles. That was 2 years ago, I believe, yeah. With Sasha and Bayley being first inaugural women's tag team champion. And that chamber match really did change the wrestlers, you know, in general. In my opinion, Elimination Chamber was okay. Bad Bunny was shown backstage with R-Truth. Actually, not R-Truth, but The Miz. And he basically, this is why I'm going to touch base on this whole thing. Bad Bunny, is he a help or is he a harm? Depends on how you look at it. If you're looking at it from a pockets point of view, I guess you could say Bad Bunny is helping WWE in sales, and since they don't have a fucking audience to watch their shit, or barely any on WWE Raw, even with the celebrity on there. By the way, if you have a celebrity, dude, pick a fucking one that we can all stand. Just throwing that out there, folks, because you know me, I'm picking cynical as all fucking get out. But I digress, and we're going to take a break before my ranting and raving to fair warn you that this is going to be the new format of the show, or I review, or I don't review. Yes, I do review, and I do advertise. So, without further ado, if you would like to make an investment in yourself, you can do so if you want to, you know, seriously, if you want to invest in yourself and you want to become a pro wrestler, referee, manager, valet, it doesn't matter. So if you must know, you can do so by going to monsterfactory.org, www.monsterfactory.org. And there are payment plans that you can go over. Oh, by the way, don't email the office. So, and it is a requirement that you wear a mask the entire practice due to COVID-19 restrictions. Monster Factory is opening up slowly but surely. They are now performing at parties again. Depending on how many people, you're limited to 10 people. Remember, you got to play by the rules, folks. Wear a mask. Practice your ass off. It's more than just promos, dude. Like, Monster Factory is, it's a fun place, man. I've been there for camps twice. Monster Factory, I own, you know, operated, coached by Danny Cage, a dude who is a stand-up guy. He's, you know, he's the real deal. And if you can't take straightforwardness, then I don't know what to tell you. This guy has gotten Damian Priest, Matt Riddle, Sheamus, Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson. Oh, and by the way, the list that comes from Monster Factory, King Kong Bundy, The Godfather, D'Lo Brown, Mosh and Thrasher, The Headbangers, for those of you who don't know, tag teams back in the 90s, they were the WWF tag team champions. They wore Marilyn Manson shirts and kilts. And they were pretty damn good tag team. Anyways, monsterfactory.org. Trust me when I tell you this. It is a damn good school. And it lives up to its, and they live up to their words, dude. Their students are very helpful. They're very open. They're very friendly. And they're very respectful. So, again, you want to invest in yourself, go to the world famous Monster Factory, one of the best wrestling schools in the world. All right. So, I have 42 minutes. Damn. Maybe I should advertise again. If you go to WWE.com, search under the tabs WWE Network. Your sign up for the first month is free. If you cannot provide a valid debit card or credit card, you can go to your local Dollar Generals, FYEs, Walgreens, Walmarts, GameStops, and even, well, I don't know if Vintage Stock does or does not, but Best Buys, and provide you with a network card, a preloaded network card. You do have to pay through your account to pay for it, yes. It is, I believe it's $27, and with tax in certain states, it depends on what your tax sale price is. But you get not only your first month free, but if you activate that card, you get 90 days of nonstop WWE action, and not just WWE. You get Smoky Mountain Pro, ICW, WCW, WCCW, AWA, NWA, Smoky Mountain Pro, Impact Wrestling. And see some of your current and former WWE superstars performing and never before seen footage. Over millions of hours upon millions of hours of footage locked into one fucking app. Make sure sign up for WWE Network. All right, giggity giggity. Hate doing Quagmire impressions, but, and I need to get to the damn point, man. Look, tonight's Raw, I'm not even sure if I want to review some of what's already been aired, but I might as well entertain the masses by talking about Elimination Chamber. And oh yes, my personal favorite subject, celebrities in WWE. Are they help? Are they harm? What are they? Because that's what the title is, Bad Bunny Syndrome. I think if you're helping the company, then it really doesn't fucking matter. But also, to answer that question, dude, I am a firm believer that if a celebrity comes to WWE and they can help out in any shape, way or form, that's great. But I will discuss the drawbacks of that. The 50-50 type feel to this. And might as well do it now. Ladies and gentlemen, the following content contains expletive language inappropriate for minors under the age of 18. If you have a minor under the age of 18 and you are listening to my show for the sole purpose of them learning swear words, you know, or that fucking sounded horrible, if they're learning expletives or words that are inappropriate, then I don't feel sorry for them when they go to the principal and get in trouble. Understand, I cannot guarantee that they will not go out and repeat what I say because they have minds of their own, folks. Off the Rails Uncensored is a trademark podcast. It was coined and created on March 7, 2016, and is about to hit its five-year anniversary of being in existence. And let me explain something to you. It's a lot of fun doing this. It has been, you know, for 5 years, including the fact when I graciously took the reins of the show from a dude who created on my birthday, ironically, May 25th, 2008. Dude, you're more than welcome to come on the show here and there. Just, you know, throwing that invite out there, okay? So, yeah. And Lady Lynn, you too. When, you know, things get better. Anyways, I digress. Any reproduction or likeness thereof off the rails and censored is punishable by law. Any $45 fine will be executed. And it will go directly into my account. Anyways, enough of the semantics. Actually, not semantics. Anyways, enough of the formalities and introductions. It's time for, you know, the party. Buckle up, fuckers. You're about to get inside my head. It's going to be one hell of a roller coaster ride. Kick it. That was weak as fuck. Buckle up and get inside my head because you're going to need seatbelts and then some. Trust me when I tell you that. Kick it. Item on the agenda, Elimination Chamber, and what I saw. One of the things that I zoned in upon was the fact that The Miz, before going and entering himself, after the fact that McIntyre had, well, he had already won the match and been through hell, and then The Miz decides, okay, cool, I'm going to take my opportunity, you fuckers. I don't have any problem with him doing that. It's been a while since we've seen him win any kind of championship outside of the Intercontinental, which, by the way, that feud with Ziggler was fucking magic. I don't know why they stopped. Those two put on a clinic on how to entertain. I'm just throwing this out there. If Ziggler was to face anybody, please be The Miz. Those two, that was the equivalent thereof of Razor Ramon and Shawn Michaels in a ladder match in 1995 at SummerSlam. And I know a lot of people don't think, well, why is that a good match? Do you know how back and forth and the pacing of that match was in 95? You know that Shawn Michaels wasn't supposed to win, so I'm assuming that you guys understand that Ziggler's been in the company for 19 years, right? And this is just not a plea. This is a thought and a plea. Please do not put Bad Bunny in the fucking title picture. Please do not. He is a 24/7 champion, which I don't know why he's holding the title for so long. I mean, the title is nothing special, but now since it's around his waist, I guess somewhat it is. The Miz being on top, as far as credibility goes and career, I don't look. As long as he's entertaining and doing a damn good job of it, that's all I really care for. And I normally am cynical about pay-per-views, and usually, okay, folks, that does get old. I'll admit. However, when I saw the scene with Damian Priest back there helping him along, aiding him along, that's fine. I have no issue with a wrestler stepping in front of a popular celebrity and, you know, doing his dirty work, because then in turn makes him look like the fucking heel. So congratulations, guys. You have now planted in my mind and the hope that I do not see The Miz versus Bad Bunny for the Universal Championship, because that will fucking blow ass if he actually becomes champion. I'm just throwing that out there. I'm not saying it will happen. I'm not saying it will be a sanctioned match. I hope to God it's not. Because if you guys do, please just do a tag team match. I'd be fine with Bad Bunny, you know, training to be in a tag team match with The Miz and Morrison, you know, and his tag team partner would be Damian Priest. That would be fine. But as far as him going to be in a title match, let me see, 24/7 championship actually fits the celebrity, because look at Rob Gronkowski, look at, hell, man, even look at the former ESPN analyst, Peter, whatever the fuck his name is. He won it, and then he lost it. That's to be expected. Okay, that championship was turned into a horrible, horrible joke. It's supposed to be the replica version of the Hardcore Championship, but that just, I don't know why it didn't appeal. I guess Mick Foley, you know, it's funny. They blame him for horrible colors. Is he colorblind? That title is green. It looks like a toy clock that was molded in color, green and gold. Okay. A 24/7 championship. Mm-hmm. So he displayed it proudly on SNL. And they're probably like, oh, look, another celeb trying to be a wrestler. Roethlisberger. Ooh, who else? Travis Kelce. The list goes on and on and on. Yes, some of these guys have athletic ability, and I'm not discounting Bad Bunny as far, I don't know. I honestly, if a company is making profit off of a celebrity coming in to help the company, more power to them. But story-wise, if a celebrity comes in and beats a seasoned veteran, that seasoned veteran has to be annoyed as all fucking get out. Do you know why? Because you put time and effort in the ring. This guy's only doing it for his publicity, or maybe because it was a dream of his. I don't know. But from what I do understand, seeing him, the tribute to Booker T, okay, whatever. That was my initial thought, okay? When Bad Bunny arrived on the scene, I had no idea who the fuck this guy was. Should I do research on him? It depends. I'm not really one to sit there and research somebody that I don't show interest in. Just like I'm sure people are like, I don't show interest in your fucking show either. Look, Bad Bunny makes money. I hate saying that, but it's true. Oh, it's damn true. The man makes the company money, because they have said that his merch sales were up. And do you know why I'm cringing right now, laying on my bed talking about this? It's a simple thought of, what if Bad Bunny ends up in the title picture outside of his, well, joke of a championship, 24/7 championship. It's not a reflection on him, but I do want to point this out. It's cool having representation through a network in which people don't really care to pay attention. That's based on choice. You can choose to boo someone out of the fucking building, man. What I'm saying is, I don't particularly care about Bad Bunny. And, yeah, of course. I can't read the second toe because I already got that out of the way. There's a reason for these pauses because I believe that if I was to go straight on a rant, it would annoy the fuck out of everyone, and I don't want to do that. So I'm going to point out that I can look at WWE Raw ratings, and this is with Bad Bunny. Has it gone up? I don't know. I'm going to check out the ratings for last week because I know it'll show me. Watch. Okay, so far in 2021, Raw on Monday, look back from last week's averaging 1.81 million viewers and drawing a 0.57 in the 18 to 49 demo. Numbers are up 6% in viewers and 16% in 18 to 49, but stayed even with last week in the 18 to 34 demo. Raw was first for the night in 18 to 49, sixth in women 18 to 49, first in men 18 to 49, and 18 to 34, fourth in females 12 and 34, first. Let's see here. The show had a little competition from the men as the highest rated sports show on television was a college basketball game that averaged 636,000 viewers and drew 0.15 rating for the 18 to 47 demographic. Raw was 12th in overall viewers, trailing its news shows. That is the best overall Raw has done in a long time, and speaks for news numbers being much lower than they have been typically on Monday. So, let's see here. As compared to the same President's Day Raw last year, the show was down 28% in viewers, 28% in 18 to 49, and 53% in 18 to 34. Even with the gauntlet match involving six of the biggest stars on the brand, who was in most of the way AJ Styles, Jeff Hardy, Kofi Kingston, Randy Orton, and Sheamus, it doesn't prevent the usual third-hour drop. So, as far as where the drop in viewers go during the show came from, women 18-49 dropped 17%, which isn't good, but held up better than the prior 2 weeks. Men 18-49 dropped 8%. Which means it held up better than usual. Teenage girls dropped 49%, which was way above usual levels. Teenage boys, which had held up great in recent weeks, dropped 26%. So in particular, this week did far worse than usual in keeping teenagers over 50. Let's see, over 50 dropped a normal 11%. 3 hours were something like this. 8 p.m., 1.94 million viewers. 9 p.m. was 1.81, and 10 p.m. garnered 1.69 million. Guys, that number is not bad for the amount of people that watch Raw, and that's saying something, okay? Watching Raw feels like a chore for me sometimes. Other times, it just feels like one big what-the-fuck moment. I mean, you can talk, and that's... they do on Raw. They have shortened the talking and gotten more action. Trust me, it took me a minute to process that. It's not a bad thing. I mean, I would rather see action than pick up a microphone, use your entrance theme as leverage, and wait till another microphone gets put in the mix, and another microphone, and another mic, and another mic. Like, are you guys going to sing a country western, or what's going on? I mean, again, for the 3 hours that I spend watching or trying to watch this show, I believe we as fans need compensation, just saying. Maybe you should try shortening it to 2 hours. I mean, we've been saying that, but see, because they just proved my point. The numbers drop within the third hour because certain factors, people don't seem interested in it, they don't want to watch it. There's a variety, okay, folks? Okay, let's see here. Wow, 24 minutes left. So, is Bad Bunny good thing or bad thing? He's not a bad thing as far as marketing sales go. However, you know me, like I said, I'm very cynical of how things go down. And I did not like what I saw in the back with him and Miz. Like, well, it's supposed to be a build-up before Mania. No. If he wants to be in a tag team match, that's fine, because he's not as experienced. Even so, if he goes through a solo, I'm just not sold on him, dude. I'm going to be bluntly honest. I am not sold on this guy. For one, you can barely fuck understand a word he says, and but yet he's the number one artist in the whole fucking wide world. No. I'm not convinced. You're like, is he, you know, other than doing a dive off the top onto the Miz, I mean, what's his credentials? I'm training at the Performance Center, so that makes me qualified. No. I train at this center. I was a amateur MMA background. Who does that sound similar to? It sounds very similar to Enzo, who was doing whatever he's doing in independent circuits. But if this guy gets somebody hurt, what you going to do when the hospital bills come running after you? I mean, these guys can afford it, dude. All I'm saying is my concern is when you bring celebrities into the business itself, like Snoop Dogg, or you bring Diddy, or you bring Kelsey, or you bring anybody who loves professional wrestling into this business, as a celebrity, some, you know, old-time workers may feel like, okay, so he gets special treatment, and they're going to turn around and say, well, he does earn everything that we throw at him. Well, that's different, though, because now you're teaching on a, yeah. Let me rephrase what I'm trying to say is I don't really feel comfortable watching Bad Bunny go into a main event like Atmosphere and essentially he's either going to screw up during a move, which is not uncommon with celebrities. Celebrities getting involved at WrestleMania, let's see here. Gronkowski, I don't know if he was intoxicated or not, but holy fuck. Jinder Mahal got speared out of his shoes, or it was a shoulder tackle, and he got knocked on his ass. And it was great, because Jinder Mahal sold it for him. When you have guys like Bad Bunny, who has only done, let's see here, a crossbody off the top rope, which is no easy feat, especially being in the WWE ring. Now you're inviting Bow Wow. Guys, just stick to the formula, whichever it may be, and make sure that it fucking works, and that's all us fans ask is you entertain us. You don't try to overdo it with celebrity involvement. Silky, I didn't care for. Maria, I didn't care for. But they entertain. Ronda Rousey, a lifelong fan of WWE, got herself involved and figured out that it wasn't that easy as it makes it look, you know, on camera. So there's some hit and misses with celebrity involvement in professional wrestling is what I'm trying to get at. And Bad Bunny, I'm not really a fan of, because it seems like you guys are trying to acquire him and mold him in whatever likeness you're trying to mold him from, but I just got to point this out. You're like, if you're training the Performance Center, look, people, there are many factors that go into this. So the ratings are under 2 million. A million's not that easy to come by, especially on a show that's been running for, let's see here, 1993. My God. So 20 would have been 2013, right? No. 93 is 03. See, so that's 10. 2013 is 20. So 25 would have been 2018. So yeah, I went to that show. I went to the one in the Manhattan Center. Barclays was just too much. But anyways, I digress. So Bad Bunny is a part of a roster, and he has a bodyguard, Damian Priest. Is there anything wrong with what the higher-ups are doing as far as getting celebrities involved? No. Because in a global fucking pandemic, there needs to be some form of involvement where people or audiences are familiar with. And unfortunately, and I say unfortunately a lot tonight, Bad Bunny is a part of that mix. Why? Merchandise sales. Merchandise. If you don't sell that well in the ring, then you better fucking make up for it by selling merchandise. I don't even remember what that guy gave me. Honestly, I'm talking about Bad Bunny, dude. I honestly don't remember what he gave me, but... Oh, wait, impressions. Yeah, he gave me impressions, sorry. One is that, you know, not everyone's perfect when you start out in this business. Oh, and two, I got the impression that The Miz was going to be feuding with him, and I'm sure that's not going to stop. Oh, I'm getting Instagram questions. I'm going to read this one. So, if you had to choose an opponent for the Elimination Chamber, who would you have chosen? Actually, it's opponents, and I can tell you from past or present. All right, Mike, I will answer that question. I'd probably wrestle in the present as LL Cool J. This dude's got to have some kind of skill, right? You got to be some kind of former athlete in order to pull off, you know, being involved in WWE, right? As I said before, celebrities' involvement in this type of thing is not well perceived from the locker room. Some may say, oh, you know, it's cool. I don't care as long as I'm getting paid and he doesn't get involved with me in my match. Others may be like me and handshake, you know, give him a handshake and be like, hey, what's up? Not that great of an artist either, folks. Yes, I know this is about to become the Bash Fest as usual, but here's the deal. I couldn't even understand the word he was fucking saying around Booker T. And two, we don't know which team the creative decided, oh, he'd be great for the 24/7 championship. Maybe we should make him hold on, you know, as long as Cody did. Or as long as another worker did for, eight, you know, that duration and that time is fucking stressful. During WrestleMania 14, I can remember weeks leading up to that as the builds, Mike Tyson and Stone Cold Steve Austin. Now, those are acceptable. But this, I'm on the fence about. I'm being serious. Especially, okay, if you were to include Sean P. Diddy Combs as a part of a match, how the fuck, okay, so how would you go about booking that? Is my question. You have Bad Bunny, who's been rumored. You know what I mean? Rumored. He in Texas. Said no one ever. He's been rumored to be in the match, not Texas, dude. Get it right, my friend. It's my opinion and my perspective, right? I have seen how WWE handles celebrities and how where they place them. It's usually kind of a one-hit wonder deal. Pay me my money, I'll show up at WrestleMania, and I will make things, or try to make things better. Celebrities, period, in professional wrestling, there are some that I can actually pull off some moves and look really cool in front of camera, you know, like Lawrence Taylor. Let me try and think further. Okay. Celebrities. Bob Barker. He's not a part of WWE films, but I mean, he was involved in something physical on screen with Adam Sandler. And Adam Sandler waived the whole liability for him that actors have to normally take out. Because it didn't really hit him, but it's kind of funny anyways. Anyways, back to the whole Bad Bunny theory. I'm not really a big fan, if I'm going to be straightforward and honest, and here's why. I believe it's great that he's helping out the company financially. It's maybe one reason he's a keeper. But some of the stuff that he's done, I don't really care for, except for there's one problem. And sometimes creative kind of follows suit with this, right? So if he is sitting and standing behind Damian Priest the entire time, doesn't that make him a fucking heel? Oh, and outside of Bad Bunny, now Little Bow Wow wants to join. Dude is skinny as fuck. Maybe I think he knows Kofi Kingston was skinny as fuck and didn't really matter. Kofi won a championship and made me fucking cry, you asshat. I love Kofi, but my God, man, I was crying buckets when he won the Universal Championship. That was so beautiful. Anyways, if I'm not mistaken, when a celebrity comes to WWE or any company, the attention gets taken away from whatever was going on, and it gets transposed into, well, we're going to fit this celebrity in here, work with him on this, ask if he wants to do that, don't do this, he doesn't like that. They end up getting treated differently than the workers in the locker room is what I'm getting at. So Bad Bunny syndrome, meaning please do not fall prey to victim and actually give him a championship match. That's all I'm asking. Do not give that fucker a title match. Please do not, because there are other workers that are like, well, we won't hurt him, we'll just show him the ropes. And I'm pretty sure in the back of their minds they're thinking, here goes another celebrity exploit for our company. That's just great. It's going to take away from an opportunity. And it's going to take away the opportunity for the title. Exactly, folks. Exactly, dude. If you know that you're a worker going into that locker room, you're busting your ass every single day, and you're paying your bills on time, and then you see a celebrity walk through the door, like Bad Bunny, and they're like, well, he's humble, he's willing to learn. It doesn't fucking matter. If you have somebody that comes in a company that you absolutely hate because they took your position, aren't you going to be a little bit, actually a lot pissed because you qualify more than they do? So qualify meaning training, conditioning, all that stuff, working out, making yourself look better on TV, on screen. Constant fucking battle. But now you have a fucking celebrity come in and they're like, well, that's not a bad thing as long as he's helping the company. That's not the fucking point. From a fan perspective, Bad Bunny, I don't even know who that guy is. I'm not going to start listening to his music now so I can be acclimated. Some people are better off not working in a public place at all. Am I saying Bad Bunny can't work? I just find it funny how people soon forget that one of the best features of a heel is hiding behind someone great. Why do you think if Enzo and Cass were to turn heel, would that matter? I don't know. Honestly, dude, if they were to turn Enzo heel, which that was easy because all he had to do was open his mouth, and then Cass were a group, you know, a pairing that worked well with Carmella. The like and discord kind of happened when they got to Raw and everything went to hell because, well, yeah, Enzo couldn't keep his mouth shut. or stop instigating fights. Anyways, I digress, folks. So the reason why I'm not so thrilled with Bad Bunny being a part of WWE is the fact that, one, he's a fucking celebrity. Do I have to spell it out for you? That's like going to the job. Oh, by the way, this person's going to go over you entirely, so get your ass beat. That'd be like the equivalent of when, okay, a UFC guy comes to WWE. Is it any different? Not really. Except for some guys are more intense than others. That's the only difference I can tell you. Anyways, Bad Bunny. Let's stay on track, shall we? I wonder if he's going to learn more than just pens. Yeah, dude, I would hope so. Because in wrestling, it goes from lockup to your standard drop-down leapfrog type thing. Like, kid wakes up that early. Huh? I don't know. Where does he train? Okay, cool. The reason why I'm not a fan of Bad Bunny, okay. Could it be taking opportunities away from other superstars? Could it be he's hungry to learn, he doesn't have money, so he figured he might as well try the next easiest thing, which is, yeah. I agree. So, any other male celeb that you couldn't find that was noteworthy? Actually, hey, that's pretty cool. Yes, Jonathan Taylor Thomas was a part of WrestleMania 12. He was one of the MCs, which is pretty cool. See, if a celebrity like an MC or somebody who takes a microphone, I pray that he doesn't do a fucking promo, but knowing my luck, he will. He'll tell you all how he can beat The Miz at WrestleMania, and his Miz is smart. It'd be a great, great market plan, whatever. I'm not sold on it, man. There's some people that feel the same way I do. He's not that great, and we haven't seen much of him do anything. Other than cross body off the top rope, which is what I had mentioned earlier to you, is the fact that when a guy like Bad Bunny comes through the locker room, I'm pretty sure he has not earned the respect or adulation of some people. Some people are like, who gives a fuck? He's here to entertain. We give a fuck. That's who. And fans normally, Granny Hulks would probably agree on that statement. It's like, we don't get handed shit. We don't know how much is in the pocketbooks of Vince McMahon. It'd be nice to know. But you must dig deep in those pocketbooks, man, because grabbing Bad Bunny costs money. Bad Bunny outside the classroom of professional wrestling? Dude, I wouldn't know. I'm sure he's a stand-up guy. His music sucks. I don't know how people can sit there and try and begin to understand that when you enter the world of professional wrestling, sorry, I'm all over the place phrase-wise, but when you enter the world of professional wrestling, understand you got to keep an open mind. You're going to get hurt. You're going to feel sore. You're not going to want to wake up in the morning. I mean, there's certain things, folks, that professional wrestling entails that I believe Bad Bunny will find out the fucking hard way. And you want to know why? Because there is no such thing as easy peasy lemon squeezy. This is going to be fucking easy. I remember when I first took the bump, It hurt like a motherfucker. Actually, it made me go, You know, it hurt, but then after a while, after I got my shoulders used to it, you know, exploding on the mat, making sure that I was doing it correctly, not just bumps, folks. This sport entails a lot of sacrifice. And when travel goes back into play, I'm sure Bad Bunny will be like, well, this is just like touring for concert. In a way, yes. Is there any harm with him making money for the company?
No.
Is there harm if he wins the Universal Championship? And I'm pleading my case with you fuckers right now. Please don't, that idea, please do not. It's going to be such bad juju if you do that, because a lot of people are like, who the fuck is this guy? Why is he, you know, carrying the championship? And for those who keep up with the modern times, I applaud you. I sure as hell couldn't do it. If I was a promoter, sure, I'd bring him in. But he would be nothing more than a manager or a guy that wins the 24/7 championship. What in the fuck? That was my initial reaction when I saw that Bad Bunny had won the 24/7 championship, because it's like, why does he even fucking care about this championship, but he doesn't care about something like the United States championship or his own birthday? That's what I'm confused about. There are several people that would disagree with me and say, oh, you don't know marketing, you don't know the first thing about business. I don't intend to know about marketing, because it's a lot of number crunching and a lot of get on your calculator, blah, 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 blah. It's not good for the company in the sense that it's outside the whole making money thing. Just rotate your life in a circle. Yeah. That's nice, dude. Thank you for that message on Instagram. That's totally random. Anyhow, so if I had to choose words to say, it'd be something like this. Please steer clear of a title shot. Let's just make it a tag match. And I'll say that again and again and again. If you don't think that it's going to be put past WWE to give him the championship, you are fools. He just slapped him. Now The Miz is feuding with God knows who, and it's so fucking confusing. But one can only pray that Bad Bunny does not stay in WWE, because even without him, dude, the roster is slowly but surely coming together. I know this wholeheartedly. But I'm not a fan of it, because I've been a wrestling fan my entire life. And I've seen certain celebrities like Cyndi Lauper and, I don't know. There's several, you know, involvements. Lawrence Taylor, notable Mike Tyson. Well, let's see here. Ken Shamrock at one point was involved in a match, and he's just a referee. So it makes sense for them to be enforcers or referees, but to be actual workers, I got to see how this guy fares, and it's probably not going to be good. There's going to be a lot of carrying this fuck, all right? Well, folks, there's 37 seconds left, but I got to tell you, I'm not done yet, because I didn't get my full rant out, and I was rambling, and I was all over the place. But now that I'm making sense, I'm going to stay on just a little extra. Oh, no, bitch, I'm not done. You can 10-second me all you want. I've got 23 seconds left, and then some. I've turned up the jets. Now the juices are flowing now that I'm sitting up. Stream connecting. Oh, well. Gee. 5 seconds left? Nice try. Boils down to, folks, is a celebrity joining in on the fun, like Snoop Dogg or Shaquille O'Neal or the entire offense of the Pittsburgh Steelers, or Rob Gronkowski, who was there for a brief hiccup. I'm not saying celebrity involvement's a bad thing. It's just the skill set, man. I saw him almost shake and rack himself before he did the crossbody. Could I do it? Give me a few. I'll hop in that ring, and I'll learn. And I want to do things, make it look good. Not to OMG, I'm doing this through my homies on Twitter who thought I couldn't fucking do it. No, man, you can't be serious. That shit, you really... This is what I'm saying. I don't know if it's a social media ploy. I don't know if this is a marketing ploy, but you know what? It is what it is. And we're stuck with the concept now of Bad Bunny. Is that a good or a bad thing? Mm-hmm. But here's the fucking problem. When you have him standing behind somebody as a bodyguard, makes him look like a heel because he can't fight his own battles. He looks like a scared little bitch. And to me, that speaks volumes as, wow, what world are we living in? When a celebrity can be considered a baby face as he's hiding behind another worker. Okay, and more power to you, Damian Priest, because you're a cool dude. I do, like I said, I don't have umbrage with any of the workers. I do have concerns about Bad Bunny. Is it financial? Is it money? No. Mm-mm. If he helps the company out in a certain way, cool. But from a fan's perspective, watching this shit, turning it on, if you were just turning it on, you're like, I haven't watched it in 10 years, but sure, I'll take a gander at it. Would you want to see a celebrity like him hiding like a little bitch behind Damian Priest on one instance at Elimination Chamber, by the way? I don't think so. And my cynicism, folks, has just begun because I just sat up and it feels good. Sorry for the random rambling earlier, but I ain't done yet. Mike Tyson's involvement as an enforcer at WrestleMania 14 and the leaks leading up to it, there's got to be a build. So they're building for two-nighter. You can catch the WrestleMania 37 in Tampa exclusively on the app Peacock streaming. I don't know if they're going to stream it from both WWE Network, but I think it's exclusive on Peacock. It was just announced last night on Elimination Chamber. Anyways, if you're going to get involved in this company, you better know what you're fucking getting up against. And now that opened the door for Bow Wow to get involved, little Bow Wow. Mind is wrapped. But holy shit, the dude is short. Is that going to stop him? No, you can do whatever the fuck you want to do. Just whatever you do, don't make a mockery of this thing that I love called pro wrestling, all right? That's all I ask. And don't involve Bad Bunny in a title match. Please don't. Unless it's just the 24/7 championship. I'm cool. Whatever. Oh, and if you didn't like what good old Brian Rails had to say, then I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. And a little adage, too. Toodles, bitches. I got to sleep. I will see whomever I know in the morning. I love you all. Thank you all for listening. Latvia, Indonesia, Australia, Canada, United States of America, Germany, Russia, Taipei, Taiwan, Tokyo, Japan, Tuscany, Italy, Rome, all the people back in Kansas City. What's up, Philly? What's up, Brooklyn? What's up, Cincinnati? What's up, Cleveland? What's up? What's up, Andy? I see you. All right. That'll do it for tonight. Toodles, bitches, I gotta go to bed, for real.
Dig it.
Or just say my theme out loud. Do-da, do-da. Or just say my theme out loud as it spins around. This is a sad outro, do-do-do-do-do, what the fudge and frack is going on here? Oh, I could do it, yes I can, and I will. Or should I just hit my theme? Maybe I should just hit my theme. Oh, can I do some acapella for it, though? For real? I got time? Look in my eyes! What do you see? The cult of personality. The cult of personality. I know your anger.
I know your dreams.
All right, let's hit the theme. All right, let's hit the outro. Right. Okay, for real. Oh, wow. Some block? For real? Maybe we should try it again, third time. With the quality of browser.